News, sport, music, competitions, and you. Thanks for tuning in to the district's newest radio station, Lionheart Radio.
I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Zoe and Claire, who are going to tell us a little bit about, might be mostly Zoe, maybe Claire might assist as we go on, but they're going to tell us a little bit about a fantastic organisation called, I'm sure many of our listeners have heard of St Oswald's Hospice, who are based, well, tell us a little bit, Zoe, but where is St Oswald's and what is it all about? What does the hospice do?
Well, basically, St Oswald's is situated in Gosforth and provides hospice care for adults, young people and children from across the North East. Generally speaking, patients have life-limiting conditions, so some might be palliative care, some might be just coming in for pain and symptom control. We have an adult inpatients ward, we have a day hospice, a day treatment and a children's, and it's very much a holistic approach that we follow, supporting the patients, but not only the patients, the carers as well.
When you listen to all the things that St Oswald's do there, it sounds like, is it a big place? How many people are sort of there or can be helped, cared for at one particular time, do you know?
I mean, it's a massive organisation. We have 15 beds on the adult inpatients. We have regular sort of day hospice, day treatment, patients coming in and out to different patients on a sort of weekly basis. And then we have about 25 children stay with us per month. So it's a very big organisation. It's one of the biggest hospices around.
And this is the hospice itself. It's based in Gosforth?
Yes, it is. But we take patients from across the region, from Northumberland down to Sunderland. So
now I don't know much about hospice care myself. So perhaps you can sort of explain a little bit about how it works. I mean, you're saying that it's care for people who are terminally ill?
Generally, I mean, a lot of it is palliative care, so it's treating patients with life-limiting conditions, just ensuring that they've got that quality of sort of life, really, at that sort of end-of-life period, making sure that's as pain-free as possible for them and the families around them, because obviously it's not a nice time for anyone involved.
I mean, it's a very, very specialist care service to provide, and I think absolutely invaluable thing to provide to people who have, as you say, got life-threatening illness condition, and to their families though.
Yes, as well, it is very much a holistic sort of approach, because obviously the impact, if you have, say, a partner who's suffering from a life-limiting condition, the impact and the strain that can cause on a partner is obviously a massive concern to not only them but also to the patient as well, which may have sort of a detrimental effect on their overall health. So we do sort of complementary therapies, different things like that for the patients, and just to make sure that they're involved and including everything, and the care team make sure that they're involved at every step of the way and they're aware of what's happening and things.
And how yourself and did you get involved with St Oswald's?
Basically, I just wanted to work for an organisation that made a difference and that you could be proud to be a part of, and St Oswald's is definitely sort of one of those. I mean, we are a registered charity, and our annual running costs sort of amount to £8 million a year, so £6 million of that must be raised through voluntary giving. So the fundraising is vital, really, to the life of the hospice.
Gosh, I didn't want to ask how much it costs to run, you know, an organisation like £8 million.
£8 million. And as wow. I say, £6 million of that must come through voluntary mm-hmm. giving. So that might be, you might donate to the shops, mm-hmm. you might play our weekly lottery, or you might take part in one of our events.
Well, we'll come back and we'll have a little chat in a bit more detail about how people can maybe help out if they want to get involved. Is that something you could tell us a bit
yeah, more definitely.
About? Okay, so we'll come back.
You've got to be listening to Lionheart Radio.
So what is it that people, because there's a shop, I know there's at least one shop that I've seen in Gosforth?
Yes, we mm-hmm. have a Gosforth shop, and we also have 13 other shops. Mm-hmm. 13 other shops, and we're always expanding, always looking for clothes to be donated or other goods, so if anyone's got anything.
So there's one way that people yeah. can help out, is by donating to the shops, but there's a whole host of other ways that people can help out.
Oh yeah, because obviously, as I said, it is £6 million that we need to raise, so obviously we've got quite a different range of which people can support us. That can include things like signing up for regular giving, perhaps playing the lottery, taking part in one of our events, or doing something like the Great North Run and raising sponsorship and things that way. I'm actually here today specifically to ask the people of Northumberland to help us with our Light Up Life campaign. It takes place every year, and it's just basically an opportunity to remember loved ones in the run up to Christmas. What we're really looking for, members of the community, whether that be community leaders, members of Rotaries, WIs, community groups, etc., to become advocates for St. Oswald's and Light Up a Life. It could be anything from giving a talk to a community group on our behalf, or helping us put posters up pre-event, or perhaps having us come out and give a talk about St. Oswald's and just find out a bit more about it that way.
So that could be something if someone's listening who is involved with the Women's Institute group or another community group, something that they could maybe help spread the word for you guys. And help sort of, well, raise money or help out our hands, donations, whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean, we are primarily looking for advocates for Light Up Life, but all of those other things would be more than welcome. Just any help, advice, local knowledge would be greatly appreciated.
Do you know how many volunteers you have sort of during a year?
There's a rough idea that it's about 800 volunteers.
Wow.
Which, bearing in mind, we only have 250 staff. I mean, to put it in perspective, the hospice just couldn't work without the volunteers. We do rely heavily on the support of the local community.
250 staff as well.
Yeah, approximately.
Yeah, it's a huge organisation, really, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's absolutely huge, and sometimes not sure who's running it or not. Volunteers, maybe.
Well, if somebody wants to get involved then and be an advocate with, say, Light Up a Life... Mm-hmm. How do they do that, Zoe?
If anyone is interested in becoming an advocate, or they want any more information about it, etc., things like that, if they just want to contact us on our fundraising hotline, the number is 0191 246 9123. So that's 0191 246 9123. You can email if you don't want to ring, on fundraising@stoswaldsuk.org. So that's fundraising@stoswaldsuk.org. Obviously, we'd love to hear from anybody if they've got any thoughts, anybody that we should be contacting.
Just give us the email again.
Fundraising@stoswaldsuk.org.
Is that all one word?
stoswaldsuk.org.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. This year's Light Up Life service actually takes place on the 16th of December at 6:30 at Berwick Baptist Church, Golden Square in Berwick. And that's the Northumberland Light Up Life.
Do you know what happens at that?
It's basically a very big sort of remembrance service. I mean, we do actually have a whole campaign that sort of works in the lead up to it. Basically, people donate money in memory of a loved one to light up a light on the tree, because we have a massive tree that's usually donated, that obviously is filled with lights, and they're actually lit up halfway through the service, which is an absolutely spectacular sort of sight. In return for the donations, you actually get a personalised card and dedication in our books of remembrance. It's just a lovely sort of thing to do at Christmas and remember those that you've loved and lost. And obviously all of the proceeds come to St. Oswald's, and we can continue the work that we do.
So just give us those details again for the email and the telephone number, how people can get in touch, Zoe, with St. Oswald's Hospice.
Yeah, the number is 0191 246 9123, or you can email us on fundraising@stoswaldsuk.org.
Great stuff.
Lionheart Radio, the voice of Northumberland.